Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Okay, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com? You've got mail. That birthday's brought to you by San Juan Salsa Company's Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Dip responsibly. There we go. Dip responsibly.
Birthdays.
Birthdays.
All the naked ladies. My daughter Jasmine's birthday is Sunday.
Oh.
Oh.
Now I know you don't get birthday wishes, so it's not on the day. And I know Julie. Why in the hell did you send this in?
You know we're not going to do it.
God. I've been Julie dude. For years. No.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Julie lives down in Lacey.
You know how this works.
Damn it, Julie.
Yeah, come on, Julie.
Freaking A.
Disgusting. She's a bartender, too. You think a bartender would be, you don't know the rules, right? At a casino.
I hope that Jasmine daughter of yours gets to have somewhat of a good birthday.
I mean,
such a terrible mother.
Yeah. I'm sure she won't hold on until she's 40.
No. All of it shows today is revolution number 28 around the bright yellow ball. Rapidly approaching my 30s here, boys, so can I get a big old bong rip? Your penis is too small. And the dirty German saying just how they would do this to a dirty little puppy like me. Rock on, guys. That from Carter. Carter's your dirty little puppy.
You get to get...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're a dirty little puppy, that makes it easy. Obviously, we'll do it doggy style.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll play hide the bone. So you can dig it up. I don't like this talk, even for the dirty German.
You guys are dirty, though.
Yeah, he's a dirty little puppy.
Yeah, we try not to use the term puppies.
Yeah. Afternoon, gentlemen. Want to send a big birthday wish to my wife, Christy, who is 29 years young today and 21 years of experience. If she could get some wisdom from the captain and what she can expect from the dirty Germans when we embark on our quest to fortune at the Muggle Shoots tonight. And why not some dad jokes for Miles? Thanks for always being there. Lots of love. That from Brian.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. Some advice from the captain. It's real simple, and if you live by these simple words, you'll live a long, healthy life. Don't buy your heroin from Consuela. It's always dirty. Crunch berries. Yeah, he is not wrong about Consuela and her dirty heroin.
Yeah, I think the thing is, have a fun time using your fingers to play with the dirty sluts.
Yeah.
No, sluts.
Always bet on black.
All right. Give me a couple dad jokes.
I love that term when I'm shooting crabs.
I know. Dad joke Friday. Guys, I went to the doctor with hearing problems. He said, can you describe the symptoms? I said, Homer is the fat yellow dude.
Wait a minute, say that again?
I went to the doctor with hearing problems. Uh-huh. He said, can you describe the symptoms? I said, Homer's the fat yellow dude.
Yeah, no. Yep. All right.
What else we have on there? I think I was all good.
He was that proud of that one.
No.
Just the one and done?
I was just trying to... Well, I have more dad jokes and I did not get enough of them ready, you see.
One dad joke per.
That's right. Wishing my son, Leo, a very happy 32nd birthday. Can I get some thrill shot gun gets? Coach Ted telling him what to do in Connecticut in the summer and some dad jokes from Miles. Lots of love, guys. That from Mom and from Dad.
Get! Get! Get!
How old is he?
I said get!
32.
32, all right. Well, you're in Connecticut for the summer. Got a couple things for you. First, you gotta go get a stuffy. That's a clam, stuffed with, like, stuffing and everything. They just call them stuffies. Trust me on this. Maybe a lobster roll. Then first and foremost, most importantly, get your car, get a friend, I drive up to Cape Cod. I'm going to stop at downtown Hyannis and go to Neptune's.
Hyannis.
Go to Neptune's. It's right next to Smith Family Popcorn. Used to be Smith Family Beer Garden. Now it's called Neptune's. Also, my nephew CJ's working. Little ginger fella. So make sure you give him some ass.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, it's Connecticut. Just go to the beach. Enjoy that. I think the Mohegan Sun's up there. That's a big one.
Right.
A lot of stuff you could do in the Northeast. Don't get sunburned.
All right. Dad joke Friday. Let's see here. What do I got? I was out on a date. And she says, I'm a dog walker. I said, Walter. My name is Walter. Again, I'm a dog, Walter. Walker.
Walker.
I'm Walter. That was dumb.
Did you write that one?
No, let me try it. I did not. Okay. You know, guys, I was out on a date and she said, I'm a dog walker. I said, Walter, my name is Walter.
All right.
All right. What about it? Yeah.
I don't know any Walters. That's a lie.
Walter Kelly.
Yep. I know. As soon as I said that, I know three.
All the guys, today's my beautiful... You're going to start getting texts. Today's my beautiful girlfriend Christy's birthday. She keeps me on my toes and out of trouble and is the best woman a man could ask for. Want to celebrate her birthday with a captain talking about his adventures in the great city of Tampa Bay, Florida, with the Buccaneers mascot, especially the time when they went to the Hard Rock Casino and met up with Tony the Tiger and the Keebler Elves. Thanks, guys. That from Dean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. It's funny you bring up Tampa because the old Capitan tries to get to Tampa at least once a year to spend time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mascot whose name is, come on, Ted.
Captain Fear.
Captain Fear, that's right. Two captains taking on the town. And actually, he's the one who requested Tony the Tiger and the Keebler Elves join us at the Hard Rock Casino. Because that's where we all hang out with the aforementioned Consuela. Sure, she has bad heroin, but she has a mouth like a plecostomus. Crunch berries.
Boom, I just want to wish my buddy John a very happy birthday. Can we get the captain talking about the time he got drunk and ended up...
easy.
I know what he's looking for.
With Aunt Jemima. And some dad jokes for Miles. A rock on, bitches. That from Trung Lee.
Yeah, going easy.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. You know, Trung, you bring up an interesting story, actually. The thing we always liked about Aunt Jemima before she lost her job was that she was always very vocal about what she liked. And one day, she spied Tony the Tiger grooming his backside, as cats do. And Jemima said, I wish someone would do that to me. That's when I sprang into action and engaged in what they call analingus. Little known fact about Aunt Jemima. Crunch berries.
Mmm. The syrup spout?
The syrup spout.
No. Dad joke Friday.
Her what? Lady dollop.
What is made of leather and sounds like a sneeze? What is made of leather and sounds like a sneeze?
A cow.
A shoe.
A shoe.
You say a cow.
I did.
I mean, I guess they are made of leather.
And Ted, why couldn't the lizard get a girlfriend?
Why couldn't the lizard get a girlfriend? Why?
He had a reptile dysfunction.
All right, that's good.
Good morning!
Good morning!
I want to do a birthday shout out to my boyfriend Travis. He's 35 today, and I just wanted to wish him a very happy birthday. That from Patty, Whiskey, and Remy, our dogs. Thanks so much.
Whiskey's not their kid?
Whiskey and Remy. I bet they have a Jeep Wrangler with a door.
Speaking of Remy, takes me back to Aunt Jemima.
And Ratatouille.
Oh, Michelle, can I get a 40th birthday shout out for myself? Brandon from Rhode Island. I would love a owl hitting the window and a OG face sandwich, and a knight just said that. Rock on, bitches.
Two Oregon fish sandwiches.
I just said that.
Ahoy. You meant suckers and thrill. Shout out to Tammy with a capital T on her Friday night birthday today, since she's been working so hard on maintaining a household while planning the best retirement party outside of all the land. Can she have Miles explain why she sometimes needs her fruit button pushed or pressed by some firm hands, as well as the dirty Germans informing her on how her gummy area might get even gummier tonight. Stay beautiful and happy July 4th in advance. That from Bacon.
Yeah, your fruit button will be pushed tonight. And as far as your gummy cave, it's not that it will get gummier, but something that rhymes with that.
Yeah, the funny thing about the gummy cave is it's different than the gummy bear. No chewing.
And one more. Guys, it's Bacon's mom's birthday. She's 57 and a grandma of 10.
Damn!
Wow!
Mm.
She's doing today what she usually does, which is think of others as she is picking up a cake, balloons, and gathering friends for my retirement party tomorrow.
But what is she thinking about? I hate these sons of bitches, each and every one.
You gotta run an errands on her birthday?
Can we get the dirty Germans telling her why it's good to be Bacon's mom and some dad jokes from Miles? Thanks, guys. That's from Bacon and from Bacon's dad.
Yeah, there is no good reason to be Bacon's mom.
Yeah, I guess you're never bored since they have you running all the errands on your birthday.
Yeah, your birthday, 10 grandkids. They're like, yeah, how about you go get the balloons?
Yeah, so welcome, Mom.
All right. Dad joke Friday, I got some bacon jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bacon.
Bacon who?
Bacon a cake for your birthday.
All right.
She's picking one up. Why did the pig go into the kitchen?
Why did the pig go into the kitchen?
To cook bacon. Which actor is now being quarantined for swine flu?
Kevin Bacon, that's exactly right.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BT. Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time. So this year, this week's Ted versus the FCC, dealing with Twyla, goes something like this. Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Twirly curly taut locks caught on Twyla's top, so twirly Twyla fought and unlocked taut curly locks. The way that we play Ted versus the FCC. You have to read that one time through, then three times fast for Twyla.
Damn it. All right. It's all right.
Come on, man. Be confident.
All right. Twyla squats to twirl her
Okay, wow. Take two.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show.
Tater
Tots.
Where
one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Hopefully we get through the first read this week.
Yeah.
The one time through.
It's just so slow and deliberate and horrible.
Okay. Yeah.
This one, by the way, comes from our listener, Derek. And once again, Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Twirly curly taut locks caught on Twyla's top. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocks taut curly locks. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through, then three times fast.
Oh, God.
You ready, Mike?
I'm ready, buddy.
Miles, I sincere, thank you for printing it bigger.
Okay.
Let's see if that helps at all.
Twyla. I do that for my mom's phone.
Yeah, they got shrimp.
I know, exactly.
They got shrimp. Look at that.
Jeez. All right. Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Twirly curly taut locks got on Twyla's top. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocked taut curly.
Oh my God in heaven. Oh my God in heaven. Oh my God. Oh my God in heaven. Oh my God in heaven.
Our boy was struggling so
hard. Oh my God in heaven.
On the one time through.
Oh my God.
I'm glad that you beat your PR on this one there, too.
Oh my God.
My mind just won't let me say it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm telling you, man, even when he brought it up at the beginning of the show, I was like, I can't say it without saying that word.
Yep. Apparently you're right.
Wait, so we won't do this one in Bremerton.
We have one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not with the kids.
Not with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Send the kids to the arcade.
They're playing games.
They'll be fine.
They don't care. They'll
Mommy,
find out.
What's up?
They'll find out later in
Mr.
life.
Mr. Ted taught me a new word.
Yes.